Okay, so this is Rita, and I'm here with Stephanie to talk about Jennifer. So how did you meet her, and how long have you known each other?
I met Jennifer. I started originally back at Henry Ford on 2GPU back about almost 10 years ago. We worked together on the day shift, and then I always remember her just being so wonderful and so helpful. She was always that face that if you saw her, you knew you were going to have a great day, because she was just always that great force to, you know, be with on the unit. And I ended up leaving for a little bit and came back, and we ended up working on midnights together. I remember her always being so busy with Girl Scouts, helping out, which is typical Jen, always, you know, wanting to help people out and doing all these extra activities and stuff, and always, you know, with her girls, and very family oriented, but such a hard worker. So I remember working midnights with her, and a funny thing I remember was seeing her. She had her planner out, and she literally had everything written out and had sleep written in there, so she would remember that. She's like, oh, I cannot plan anything this day because I need to sleep, because I could. She would come in, she'd be like, I didn't sleep, I did all these millions of things. She was like a superwoman, and I just thought it was so funny. I'm like, she literally wrote sleep in there. I'm like, she's so busy, but she's the caliber of person you want to be. She's a wonderful, just the most wonderful person, will give you the shirt off her back, the most wonderful nurse, and just wife and mom. You can just tell she's just an overall just such a wonderful person that I could only hope to be half of, you know. At, you know, and it's, I just feel so lucky to know her.
Yeah, so I just love that story, because I've been imagining, I'm hearing stories about her all day from different people, and like how much she does for everybody else, and I'm thinking, how does she find the time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was, and I literally could only imagine that she did need to write that down, because she just was always so busy, always looking for things to help people with and everything, and just such a wonderful person. I can't say it enough. It's just, she's so lovely.
So when you worked with her, you did you both interact with patients together?
Oh yeah, we, you know, as a group on the unit itself, we were always big team workers together and stuff. But I think on midnight, you always had kind of that special bond, because you were kind of your own little group anyway, because you're the midnight people, the midnight crew. But yeah, she always jump right in and help anytime. And yeah, we'd work together, and she was just so wonderful with the patients and everything. I mean, no one can ever say anything bad about Jen. She's just such a wonderful person.
I'll be surprised if I do hear something. let's talk about the midnight shift. Is there any like specific like moment, a story from that time, whether with a patient or just working together?
I think overall, just, you know, we would get those difficult patients and stuff, and she would always be just a great person to have there. I remember, you know, even if just like cleaning up a patient that was, you know, somebody that was considered a complete patient that you had to do everything for them, you know, she would always be right there and just so patient. You know, another funny thing, you know, she would always, I told her, I call it being a Bram checked. If we were being too loud at the nursing station or somebody, she'd be like, shh. And everything, I'm like, we've just been a Bram checked. And I told her that. She at first thought it was like something bad. I'm like, no, it's funny, because I found myself then being more like cognizant of making sure that it was not being too loud and stuff, because we were on the midnight shift, people need to sleep. But yeah, no, she's just so patient and everything, and always, like I said, willing to jump in and help, and just so wonderful to work with.
Yeah. I love all these interactions that I'm having, but because these little sayings are coming out of it, like being a Bram checked is one of them. So it's like, because I didn't know that, like I keep hearing like how she's giving, but like she's also kind of helping you a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
In a fun way, I hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there any, I like hearing the funny stories, so I'm just going to ask you, are there any other funny moments that are coming to your mind? And if not, we'll move on.
Besides, right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. I'm sure there was, because we were always trying to, you know, stay awake on the night shift and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even I worked with her here in diagnostic holding for a short bit before I transitioned back to the floor again. But Yeah, she, you know, I remember, like, just having conversations with her. She started getting into running and stuff, and we both enjoyed that, and just very supportive and encouraging and stuff, and she'd come in all excited, you know, oh, I did this, I ran this far and stuff, and she was, like, excelling so well, and, yeah, she's just always, you know, it was just always nice to be around and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know you were going to have a good day when she was there.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. You know you're going to have a good day when mm-hmm. she's there. I'm just trying to think, like, is there anything, it seems like she, like, people knew her, like, she was out there and she's very interactive, but are there things that maybe people don't know about her that, maybe they should, like, or you want them to know, or maybe want Jen to know, you know?
I think she was just a very open, genuine person. I don't think there's really anything that other people haven't seen and that I haven't heard people speak so greatly about, you know. You know, I appreciated her, too, as a mother, because her daughters are a little older than my children, and she was just always, you know, I'd appreciate her story. She's very realistic, you know, very down-to-earth. Her kids are wonderful, and she's wonderful mother. But she's, you know, would make jokes and stuff and everything, find humor in the, you know, difficult situations and stuff like that. And it she's just a very real, genuine person. And that I really appreciate about her. You know, there's not, you know, any, I don't know what the best word, like, any fakeness about her. You know what you're, you know, she's just such a true, real person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know she interacts with patients, like, on the phone, and mm-hmm. then obviously in person. She's definitely done that in the past, too. I keep wondering, what is it like when you first meet her? Like, is it just right away? Like, you just kind of feel like you're part of it?
I don't remember my first interaction, but you can tell immediately that she's very, you know, outgoing, very, very willing to, you know, you can yeah. ask her questions. She's not, you know, not confrontational at all or anything. Yeah. But she will advocate for you and for her patients, and that I, you know, appreciate too. And she does it very professionally and eloquently. And she just truly, you know, cares about everyone in general. I feel like she would sacrifice herself, you know, in any situation for anybody else, which is amazing.
It just really touched me. So before you came in here, did you have anything on your mind that you wanted to share or put out there?
I think just to let her know, like, what an amazing person I think she is. Like, she just an overall human being. Like, I couldn't even, if I'm half the person she is when I, you know, die, I will be so happy. She's just, I mean, a wonderful person, mother, nurse, wife. I wish I could just take it all away from her, but she's just truly wonderful. There's not enough that can be done or said for her, I feel, so.
Yeah. In a previous conversation that we recorded, it was with Ashley and Molly, they said Jennifer is her own word.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And I keep feeling that over and over.
She's very special. She's a very special person, absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned, like, you know, your kids are a little bit younger than her, so that mm-hmm. was helpful to just, you know, hear her perspective. Is there anything about just, like, being around her, knowing her, like, because you've said, if I could be half the person that she is, like, how, like, anything specific that, like, just knowing her has affected how you are? And
I think knowing that she, for instance, you know, she helped with the Girl Scouts, she do so many other extra things. I know her, one of her daughters was in a sport, I can't remember offhand, when I worked in diagnostic holding with her, her daughter was doing the color guard with the flags for band and stuff. She was getting ready to try for that and made it, and just juggling all that. And sometimes you feel a little overwhelmed, you know, yourself, like, how am I going to do all that and how do you balance all that? But to know that, you know, her being realistic and even, like, saying the things that the difficulties and stuff and not even complaining about it. She'd never complain about anything. just, you know, how she overcame those things and stuff and just made, you know, kind of light of the situation and went on, you know, and everything. So just her overall positiveness, even if something was to get her, to, you know, not go right, she, you know, does wonderfully. So
So it's not like she was, she would pretend that everything was okay. It's just like she would just kind of take it in.
She would kind of, you know, just, I don't want to say just deal with it, but, you know, she realized that that's the situation and she dealt with it. And, you know, everybody has their bad days and stuff, but I feel like she always, I don't know, she just always kind of persevered and, and made it work.
It's, I think what I'm learning is just the, it's what everyone's talking about, it's the way she dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it wasn't like she's fully, I feel like she's like fully engaged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is it okay to, I mean, is it right to say that what was so inspiring was just how she.
Yeah, and okay. She would remember things, you know, she knew names of kids and stuff, you know, of all of our kids, and remember details and stuff. So, I mean, she truly, genuinely cared. And, you know, it's one thing to be like, oh, hey, how's, you know, so-and-so and everything, but to, like, remember certain specific details and stuff, it's really awesome.
Oh, to be really, be known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's beautiful. So what else? Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so.
No?
I think just, like, I just think she's a wonderful person. I think about her all the time and just want her to know that we're all here for her and we're pulling for her.
There's so many people thinking about
her. There is. She's really affected and touched a lot of people, so she should really feel amazing by that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a sense it's almost too many to count.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful to be that connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did we capture everything, or does
so,
more?
Yeah. No, that's perfect. I had no idea what I, like, how I wanted to say or whatever, so that's fine.
So you're you feel like you said, because we can keep going.
No, that's perfect, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me